Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I did it. I did it. I did it by sewing clothes. I did it by making ice cream. I did it by working on my storage stuff. I did it. I may have finally did it. I don't know if I want to say finally did it, but I did it. I kept my weight down over the weekend. I had 2 days off. I feel good. You can tell I feel my energy is better. I definitely feel better. Now, I have been sleeping with an air purifier on in the bedroom. I don't know what that means or doesn't mean, but I will say this. It may be psychosomatic. It may be me fooling myself, but I do feel like I'm breathing and feeling better when I'm sleeping in my bedroom because I sleep with the door shut. Probably not a lot of ventilation. I have the window open a little bit because it's still kind of chilly. I have the window cracked, but I have this air purifier running all day long at night. And I swear it may be psychosomatic, but I do feel like I'm breathing better in the house. It really does. It really does. It feels like I can take deep breaths and not feel contention, not congestion, but contention. And now that I'm out here, I'm feeling a little bit of contention, a little bit of postnasal drip, if that's what it's called. But I feel good. I feel really good. 221.8. Mr. Scale told me this morning at 8:30. Last Monday at 9:30, it said 226. That may not sound like a big difference to me. To me, that may not sound like a big difference, but it is. It really is. Because if I maintain the trends that I do while I'm working and keep myself stable, even though I'll be going to an undisclosed location where I usually tend to break my more disciplined eating habits, I'm going to try to stay on it. I'm going to hopefully keep the momentum going and stay on it. Because I feel really good. I am very excited about that 221.8. That means when I get back after this walk, I'll be under 220. And that has me excited. Start the week off under 220. That has me excited. Still got about 20 pounds to lose. But I'm going in the direction. I'm going in the direction I want to go, and I finally did it. I finally had a 2 days off to where it gave me almost inspiration to feel that I could trust myself. even though I was told that I need to work till I'm 70 and not retire early because I'm scared of retiring because I don't know what I'd do with myself with, you know, all this extra time, blah, 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 blah. But between my computer excitement with the laptop doing OBS studio broadcasting, woke up the next day, was working the storage stuff. I did sewing. I actually took a sweatshirt, long sleeve sweatshirt and resized it. From 1994, Pittsburgh Central Division champions. I resized it down to a large. I made ice cream yesterday. I went to storage. I was cleaning up my storage. So I went to storage. You know, I wanted to put some stuff in there. I all through the weekend, I've been going through storage stuff. I went through the clothes. I went through papers. You know, I kept busy. And I don't think I took a nap. And then Saturday, the goal was to get up, you know, get my steps in, get home, eat breakfast just like I do on a regular work day, and then not eat again until 8. I made it till about 7 p.m. I just kind of kept busy, kept in motion, you know, getting stuff done. And it felt good. It felt good to be that person. It felt good to be that person. And now I'm out here walking, 221.8. I'm still fat. I'm still bulgy when I wear my medium-sized clothes. But I've overcome a hurdle, and I feel good. I've overcome a hurdle, and I feel good. Things are beginning to place. I met with a financial advisor. I went to the optometrist. I got my, this was last week, got my real ID, driver's license renewed. I've been keeping going. Though today, granted, today, I didn't get up at 7:30. I laid in bed till 8:30. I got up and got out about 8:30. I got up out of bed about 8:30, 8:20, 8:30. I think I got out of the house at about 8:30. But I got up at 8:20 instead of 7:30. Which, you know, could be seen as a deserved reward for, you know, handling things over the weekend. And doing that. I made ice cream. I was in storage, I saw this ice cream maker. I was like, yeah, you know, I got nothing else to do, you know. And thing else I didn't do for the last, well, at least definitely over this weekend and before, I didn't get junk. I went into Ralph's a couple of times and I didn't get any junk. No candy. I didn't even get potato chips. I didn't get candy, I didn't get potato chips. I didn't get my dots, I didn't get Whoppers, I didn't get marshmallows. What I did was yesterday I went to Ralph's and I got salad. I got lettuce for salad, mushrooms. I forgot to get salad dressing. Dang it, I forgot to get salad dressing. I could probably do that today. I'm still early, I could probably walk down there and get salad dressing or I can go after work. But it won't be cold. Salad dressing got to be cold on your salad. But anyway, I forgot to get salad dressing. And the salad dressing I got in there is from 2022. I might eat it. It's still in the bottle and unopened. It's from 2022. It's in the refrigerator. Now, it had been in the cupboard for all those years. I don't know. I might try it. I might not. We'll see. I don't have any blue cheese. I think I got Thousand Island and Italian. But I'm gonna make my salad. I got some Polish kielbasa in there. I'll cut up. I need to get some Italian sausage for breakfast. I made grits yesterday. I'm kind of low on cottage cheese. I guess I could do some cottage cheese. Oh, I'm kind of working up to a Instacart kind of thing. And yesterday I took all that cheese and put it in the grits and I was wondering myself, what do I need cheese for? And the answer is for your salad. For your salad. So looks like I'm working up to a Instacart order, $35 minimum. Or I could just go after work. But I'm feeling good. Feeling good. And to me, you know, getting on the scale, 221.8 this morning, was like, I was really excited about it. Really excited about it. And I look, and you know, it's a drop like almost 5 pounds since last week. And I should be happy about that. But the person I am is like, okay. I should be very happy that, you know, there's a 5 pound drop. I'm more happy, you know, I'm like, only by a pound. I'm more happy about my behavior over the weekend. I'm more happy about that than the amount of weight that I may have lost and not lost.
You know, so
that's good. That's always good. I feel good. I feel good. I feel very good. Going to work in the office this week. Yeah, and I got to schedule a get together so we can do my lenses. I could probably do that this weekend. Get my lenses straight. Get a frame of glasses. Because my vision doesn't pay for frames this year. So I'll go ahead and take a pair of glasses that I got at home. Take it in there and get those frames replaced from an older prescription. And go with that. And these, I think I got the perfect pair. But the perfect pair is the pair that is already one of my best pair. And I kind of don't want to mess with those, but I'll take a look. I'm sure I got other. Oh yeah, I just got a pair I just pulled out. Yeah, they got tortoise shell. Yeah, I wanted something. Well, either way, once I get the prescription and get it set, I'll go ahead and do it. In fact, I don't know how much those lenses cost at the optometrist, but I gotta figure it out. I'm gonna do it the cheapest way. I might just take all my glasses in, get them updated. Not all, but you know. But anyway, I'll figure that out. I want to figure out, I've been woke up, the first thing I did was Google Thunderbolt 4. Google my laptop. Wondering why it's not registered at HP yet. I think that looks like I bought it April 2023. So it's coming up on 1 year. And I was like, wondering why it's not registered at Dell.com, I should say. But I'll take care of that this week because I'm feeling good and take care of stuff and handling my business and doing this and doing that. I turn this around because I want to get shoot the house I've been walking by, watching it being renovated. I don't know if it's restored or renovated, but it's one of those. And of course, when I made ice cream, I made video. So I gotta get that video out and the video from Friday night when I was all excited when I started running OBS. Here's the house. You can see I watched this thing grow. They put that on there. Beautiful, ain't it? They did a hell of a job. I guess. I don't know if they did or not. Come on, let's be real. They could have just probably, you know, done a half a job for all I know. Hell, do I know anything? Does anybody know anything? Let's get existential here. I'm looking at me. See, I'm looking at me. If I look here, I should be looking at the camera. I could look at the camera and I can't see me what I look like when I'm looking at the camera. But I should be looking at the camera, I guess. I got it panned way this way, so you can see more action and stuff. But I feel good. You see, it's sunny. The weather feels like it's broke. Exciting times. Excited. Total solar eclipse coming up. Got a plan for that. Month later, P-Funk in New Orleans. Month later, my birthday, P-Funk on tour. P-Funk playing Kansas City on my birthday. That's a tough flight. That's a tough flight getting there and back. But I might have to work it out just so I can be there on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Then I think June. My niece's graduation. I think she said it was June 26th. Last time graduation was like on my birthday or something, and then COVID came and canceled it or something. Yeah, her graduation from high school was like on my birthday. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a test of testaments. But COVID came and took that out. And COVID took a bunch of stuff out. Because I think P-Funk was scheduled to play in Ireland. And I was damn sure going to try to be there. So summer's gearing up. Hopefully I can get this weight off by whenever. If I could have it down by the time I go back home for the total solar eclipse, I'd be happy, but that's only like 2 weeks. That's not even 2 weeks from now. It's like a week and a half. It means I'd have to have another good weekend. And that's going to be, that weekend's going to be at an undisclosed location where I usually very don't have good weekends. But maybe I'll keep busy. There's some things I need to do at the undisclosed location that may or may not keep me busy. So, things I've been wanting to do. You know, to prepare the estates of my mother and me and the family. Things that's going to have to be done. It's a lot of, you know, stuff needs to be done. The outside needs to be painted. You know, there's just some work that's been neglected that needs to be done. Water heater, dishwasher, etc. So if I get a dishwasher in there, because, you know, I'm talking about buying a dishwasher, putting it in my own damn cell. So I might get there. Because I looked at that dishwasher and the seal is broken. I looked at the dishwasher and the seal is broken. I was thinking about who's going to pay for it. I'm thinking about who's going to pay for that dishwasher. I'm trying to figure out the logistics. Will my sister help me pay half? Will my mother pay half? I think I saw one for like about $400. I think the one I got is a standard one. They throw in like all apartments or whatever. You know, like the cheapy standardy one. And I like mine. I like the way mine works and does what it does. And it was like the cheapest. It's like $400, $380 or something like that at Home Depot. Wonder how that works. Where I'll be able to pick it up and move it, get it in the house, or just pay somebody to come put it in. We'll see. I also need to get my car detailed. When I was out there walking one time, I saw a guy doing cars. He said he'd do it for $250. You know, really good wash, wax, a good hand wax detailing for $250, where everybody else charging like $400. I got the business card for him to do that. So, you know, there's stuff I need to do. Gotta like garage full of stuff that needs to be thrown away or taken to Goodwill. So, you know, I'll start getting at that stuff, doing that. Keep busy. See, I'm already anticipating the weekend. I'm already anticipating next weekend. Because during the week, I do pretty good. Wednesday at work is a tough day usually because of the foods and stuff we had there. Yeah, I was thinking about this to my supervisor. I was like, was this your sole idea to get this food? So whose idea was this to pick this food? I can see a look up at me like, what's he gonna say? I saw her look at me like, she said, I did. And I saw that look on her face and started smiling. I said, it's a good choice. I was like, very good choice. It was damn good. I told her about the potatoes and the avocados and the salad and the chicken. Like a very good choice. I was like, you're 2 for 2 so far. Cause she picked the like a turkey, some kind of turkey or traditional meal with turkey and stuff. And the last time I was like, who wants that? You know, we want taquitos and, you know, but we, you know, she did that. That was good. Just good food. Good job. I was impressed. We don't have lunch every Wednesday. So you got to kind of, you know, might not have it this Wednesday. But you know how it goes, don't you? You might not. You might not have ever been in a position to work for a multi-billion-dollar company, a prestigious multi-billion-dollar company where your appeal and your presentation and your employee turnover and all those things are very critical, because you're dealing with things at such a high level, the prestige, the way you're looked at, and the tone and presentation, appearance, and all that really, really matters. And I mean, to the core, you know, because they will interview employees and ask them, you know, how is it working there? You know, they want to know. They want to say, how is it working there? How, you know, is it really internally that strong? Is it really internally that cohesive and all that? You know, is there squabblings? Is there discontent? Are employees happy? You know, is the company secure? Data secure? The behavior? The practices, et cetera, et cetera. So I went to New York and I saw that gym, you know, downtown where I was at. If it thinks in perspective, this company ain't no joke. This company is not no joke. I'm dancing in one of the top law firms on the goddamn planet, being Jeffrey doing what Jeffrey do. And doing it better than anybody. I don't give a damn. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Every time you hear me say that, I want you to know that I mean every syllable. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. That's how I start my day off. I start my day off with, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Here I come. It's just good. If you can see me, I'm smiling. I'm smiling very hard because I feel good. Got on my sauna suit, you know, trying to get some of that water weight off. Blah, 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 blah. Get my steps. Get back, put on the same clothes that I've been wearing. I wear these clothes for so long. Maybe a month, I guess. Then when I go back to the undisclosed location, I wash them. Put them right back on the next day. As soon as I pull in the garage, first thing I do, if I don't go pee in the yard, I go open up the washer, throw them clothes in, and I do it. I'm gonna wash it, throw those clothes in there, get it going, go in, get my computer set up, make sure everything is working for work. Then after that, go down, and I get set up. And usually I just try to set my, you know, stuff up for work. But you know, it's kind of hard not to set up a camera or two. You know, even though I got the routine down, you know, it's kind of hard not to set up a camera or two. You know, even though the personal laptop doesn't go in that room, especially if I sleep in the big bedroom. But still, I'll put up a camera too, just because they're right there. You know, you open the suitcase, boom, it's right there. Let me just go ahead and, you know, throw that on real quick. You know, get those set up so I can come in, hit the button, and get at it. And now, since I'm using OBS Studio at home, oh, you know, since I'm using OBS Studio on a laptop exclusively now, that's what I should say. I'm using OBS Studio, I don't have two setups anymore. So the setup at home could be the same setup everywhere I go. It's the same thing. Before, there'd be like a little slight, subtle adjustment I would have to make from basically from using the remote keypad, the mapping is different. The mapping for the buttons to the keystrokes on the i7 is a little different than on the laptop. i7 rested, so maybe today, if there's some time in between calls, I'll go in there. Maybe even today I'll go in there. When I get home, I have like an hour or so extra. I might go in there and take that card out. And I'd have to dismantle the i7 13th generation. Put that card in there. See what happens. I might do that. If they get that card in there, and then the i7 to be pretty much obsolete. It's kind of hard to say that. It really is kind of hard to say that. But it'll be obsolete. It is. It will be. I mean, no other way to put it. I could go ahead and put it on the trash heap or put it out there outside. Somebody pick it up. I already took the hard drive. No, I didn't even take the hard drive out yet. Because they got Windows 7. I mean, it got Windows 10 on it. They don't even got Windows 11 on it. They got Windows 10 on it. So I'll take, it's an SSD, 1 terabyte. So I'll take that out and use it somewhere else. I got a case for it. I got a case where I got some IDE. No. I got a case where I might have like 150 gigabyte ETA drives in it. I mean, not, they're not SSD, but they're SATA, so it'll work. These is SSD. So, I think, wait a minute. Okay. So, you know, that opens up that. Now, I don't think they're SSD. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if this, I think it fits. I think it fits. I think it fits. I think they still fit. I don't think it's a difference. I think there's no difference between IDE 2.5 inch drive and SSD 2.5 inch drive. I think they use the same SATA connections. In fact, I'm pretty sure they do, because that's how I got them in the desktop. They're just plugged in and laying in there. I didn't mount them on i7. I just got it kind of plugged in, you know, and laying in there. In the slot where the hard drive would go, I just didn't put it in a cradle, a chassis, a case, what's it called? A rack, a cradle. Okay. Anyway, feeling good. Feeling good. Happy about the weekend. And I guess I'm happy about the weekend. And I'm happy the way my energy feels and how I feel. And the weight loss. And the weight loss is like a benefit. Or maybe the weight loss is the main thing and how good I feel is the benefit. One of them. But I'm just as happy as about the way I feel, my motivation, the trend, how I feel my energy is, how I feel going forward. Feel like I'm, quote unquote, in attack mode as opposed to recovery mode, like, mode, or like, you know, not leery or worried about what's gonna happen or how I'm gonna handle things going forward. I feel energized. I feel like, you know, I can handle it. I can do it. You know, so that's gonna be good. That's good. These old dudes be driving. I'm gonna get them on camera because they make me sick. They be taking up the whole damn thing. They be like walking up the whole thing, blocking it. So I gotta wait. Because, you know, I like to maintain my 6 foot distance. You know, I'm still on the COVIDs. So you see how the old guys is driving, taking up the whole thing. I'll wait for them to go by. And hopefully they heard what I said. Hopefully they note that every time they come by, I break out and go another direction. I guess I could have walked down the side here through the parking lot of the laundromat, but that's not the point. I don't give a damn. It's my world and everybody else in it. It's my world and everybody else is in it for my benefit and pleasure and my experience. Let's be honest about it. And everybody else should have that same mentality. It's all about you. It's all about you. Like I said, when I was going through the storage stuff, I was seeing stuff I wrote 25, 30 years ago, 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. It's pretty much the same. Same stuff I was written fits right in to that philosophy I found at Ayn Rand and objectivism. I've been talking about this stuff for a long time. I've been having this idea about self for a long time. It just didn't start when I discovered that. How did I discover that? I wonder, how did I discover Ayn Rand and objectivism? I want, you must have been in the YouTube algorithm, put it in my feed or something. Because I think I saw her talk about, maybe the headline or the title of the video that came up on my feed was Altruism is Evil or something like that. Because I do believe it was, saw her do an interview with Mike Douglas and she was killing him. Then I saw her do an interview with Phil Donahue. She was killing it. So then I went and did some deeper study into her, her life and how it all evolved. And then who and what is carrying on. This dude walking here, he walking like he black. And I was like, I thought he was Middle Eastern. Because of that cool little stride he got. I thought he was Middle Eastern, but he is Hispanic. He must have grew up. He still there with the gangs or something. Cause he ain't saying nothing. See how he even waved cool. He even waved cool. I'm like, yeah, he grew up around the way. Anyhow, swinging on y'all. Sometimes, for me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that's ever existed, in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all, as One. My name is Jeffrey.